Right, here's what's happening. George W. has decided to find Osama bin Laden personally and has roped in Tony Blair and chums to help. Now they're in Pakistan, stocking up for an incursion into Afghanistan, as if the Afghans haven't suffered enough already.
Alms, alms for the poor.
Jeez, Marie, every person we pass wants us to give them arms. These Pakistanians are even more gun-crazy than Texans.
Not arms, sugar. Alms. It's a fancy foreign word for handouts.
Hey, Tony, Hyderabad is like heaven on earth. Everywhere I look, there's someone selling curry. Curried sweets, jelly curry, even the apples are curried.
Yes, but I don't recommend you eat any, John. Knowing your digestive system, it'll only set off another Mount St. Helens in your pants.
Oh, look at that aloo gobi.
No, curried cauliflower is the last thing you need. Christ, to think I should be sitting in a pool in Tuscany right now.
Arnie! Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Staff trouble. My butler wanted a raise, so I gave him early retirement with my Uzi 9mm. You, Faddy.
Yeah, I know. You want me clothes?
No! Come with me to buy ethnic clothes. If we're going to infiltrate Afghanistan, we need to fit in with the locals.
See, George? I told you yellow check golfing slacks and a Pringle sweater was wrong. We're supposed to be traveling incognito.
Incognito? Where the hell's that? I thought we were traveling in Afghanistan. But hey, if you think Osama's incognito stand, then we'll go there.
Whack it. Whack my bush.
Hello, Palega. What do you want to buy? Guns, hashis, women?
Actually, I'm rather taken with those fantastic earthenware cups. They're all the rage with my celebrity chums. Yes, Jade, what is it?
Is that Pizza Hut delivery?
No, Jade, it's me, Tony.
Oh, bollocks.
You're supposed to be heading up operations back at number 10. Not ordering out pizzas.
Well, we've got a party going. Got Rev Pizza.
A party? But you're supposed to be working with MI6 to gather intelligence.
I am. The intelligence I got so far is that the bloke from MI6 is really fit. I reckon if I get him drunk enough, I can shag him.
And that's all you've got to report?
Well, I had a few too many yesterday and chucked up in your office rug.
Not my antique Persian carpet.
Yeah, that's the one. Do you think a mixture of red wine, Thunderbird and creme de menthe will be able to shift?
Whack my bush.
Okay, George, you get the guns and ammo.
Great. Two of my favorite things.
I'm gonna buy a shitload of blow and get wasted. See you later, sugar. And don't forget to haggle like an American.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. American haggling.
Can I help you, most excellent master?
How much for 5 Kalashnikovs, an M60, and 20,000 rounds of ammunition?
Do you find, sir, very cheap?
Cheap? I ain't no cheapskate. Make it 100, and you got yourself a deal.
But, sir...
Oh, so you think I'm new to haggling, huh? Think you'd take advantage of me, huh? All right, 500, and that's my last word.
But...
Okay, 1,000.
What are you...
So, you're a tough guy. Okay, 5,000. Yeah, mister, you heard me.
All right, that would be quite generous.
Quite generous? Boy, you don't know when you're licked, do you? 10,000!
Well, if you have to.
Have to? Okay, 20,000! Okay, how's this? $2 million in used bills. My Rolex watch. An aid program worth $50 million over 3 years.
Sold. Now please be leaving me alone.
Yee-haw! I got the old horse trading magic!
Whack my bush.
Hey, baby, how did you do with the, like, whatever, the stuff and shit?
I got us a great deal on the guns and even threw in this pander for nothing. So, say hello to Yo-Yo.
Groovy, baby. Have a toke on this and let's go get some munchies. Oh, I can hear colors.
My bushy will whack.
Blinking flip. I know we're traveling incognito. But do we have to take a public bus all the way across the country?
Stop with the negative vibes, baby. Here, have a toke.
Condoleezza? Is that what I think it is?
You betcha, baby. The best shit this side of Jamaica.
Home, home on a range where the deer and the envelopes play. I love cheese. Cheese is my friend. I love you too, Yo-Yo. Why the hell did you give them some?
Jam off my tits, honey. This is good shit.
Oh, Fatty. I don't think eating that chicken shish was a good idea.
Chicken, pigeon honey, and it were great.
John, can we ever get into an enclosed space without you blowing off? Christ! You've gassed that goat!
That one weren't me, Tony.
Sorry, guys. I think I just followed through.
Excuse me, mister. Your panda is humping my leg.
I don't feel so good, Tony. It's the way my face is melting and the bus is bouncing around.
Condi, no! Oh, fucking A. Yes, we're blending in with the locals just fucking fine.
Does a bit of blow make pandas randy? Can the guys get across Pakistan without being noticed? Where is the best place in Hyderabad to get munchies? Find out in the next spicy episode of...
Whack! My bush.